The housing estate that I grew up in Dublin in the 1960s, was coming down literally with children, cats and dogs. Not a great setting to keep a nice garden. My mother, Josephine, or Jojo, decided to plant two rows of flowers, one each side of our front door. Everybody laughed at her and said, "What the kids don't destroy, the cats and dogs will." But my mother ignored the scoffers and the doubters and went ahead and planted her flower bed. The following spring, I had occasion to leave the house early one morning, and my mother got up to make me breakfast and to see me off. From the road, I looked back to wave at her, and I saw my mother standing in the doorway, and each side of her there were dozens of beautiful spring flowers, framing her in the doorway. My mother's dreams and creativity had won through, and the flowers were a wonderful tribute to her. Today in the Christian Church, we celebrate Laetare Sunday, or Rejoicing Sunday. And today is also Mother's Day, and we rejoice and celebrate all mothers and our own mothers. William Makepeace Thackeray once said, "Mother is the name for God on the lips and in the hearts of children." And it's true. In good mothers we find many of the attributes of God himself. We call God our creator, and our mothers are procreators with God. We pray to God for our daily bread, and our mothers are our primary feeders, both at the breast and the kitchen table. God tells us he will never abandon us, and our mothers are at our side, even at those moments when we think that God has forgotten us. God calls us his sons and daughters, and we are still our mother's babies when we are 60 and older. When we are in the wrong, and the laws of God or society rightly condemns us, our mothers look at us with tolerance, love, forgiveness and compassion. In 1999, it was time for me to tell my mother that I was gay. I brought her out for lunch, and at the end of lunch, I told her my big secret. She looked at me very calmly and said, "Is that all?" That night, before we went to sleep, she called out to me in the dark and said, "I never thought I could love you more than I did, but tonight I do." Words like that come from mothers, just like words like that come from God. I want to finish with a verse written by Anne Taylor at the end of the 18th century. "Who sat and watched my infant head when sleeping on my cradle bed and tears of sweet affection shed? My mother. When pain and sickness made me cry, who gazed upon my heavy eye and wept for fear that I should die? My mother. Who taught my infant lips to pray and love God's holy book and day and walk in wisdom's pleasant way? My mother. And can I ever cease to be affectionate and kind to thee, who wast so very kind to me? My mother. And oh, the thought I cannot bear, and if God please my life to spare, I hope I shall reward thy care, my mother. When thou art feeble, old and grey, my healthy arm shall be thy stay, and I will soothe thy pains away, my mother."